Okay, we're recording again. Is the sensitivity around, and this can be off the record, obviously, is the sensitivity around the word device the regulatory sensitivity around the word device? Is that, or is it that you don't want, is it more in the nature of a trade secret that you don't want them to know you're at the analyzer phase yet?
That's right. It's more in the context of the trade secret. We're still filing a lot of patents around it. The fact that we have a single device that can perform any test is a big deal. And so, I mean, if we think about this in terms of, you know, this year's piece and next year's piece, if you will, the story that we're telling now is on all the elements of what we're doing with respect to the ability for the first time to do these tests from the what we call the micro sample and its impact to our system. And then the next story would be the fact that it's done by this device that can do any test and that it's possible to decentralize that device while maintaining the quality along the lines that you saw Wattendorf talk about in that article. So which hopefully we have the opportunity at some point to tell that story with you, but those are kind of the two milestones, and we want to have the rest of this year to be able to execute on this, and then in the same way as this announcement that we've made right now is very disruptive, make another one that's very disruptive, because I mean a public company would probably, if they came up with a business like this around shipping these micro samples around, not completely cannibalize their own business in it, right? But what we're going to do with that announcement is completely cannibalize this business of shipping micro samples.
Because you'll be able to do so much at the location.
Exactly.
Okay.